Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, episode 144 of our show, and sadly, the final episode of the 2024-2025 school year here at Newman University. It has flown by my second year with the Jets, and it has gotten so much better as we've gone. I want to take a quick second before we really get into the show today, because we got some great audio to get into, and just thank you, our listeners, and the Newman University community for letting me be just a small part of this family, whether that's athletics or advancement or student life, the students themselves, the parents that I've gotten to connect with. It has been an absolute blast for me over the last 2 years, and I feel like we just keep getting better and better, not just with our podcasts, but with our broadcasts and our coverage of Newman Athletics. And I'm super proud of everything that we've built. And a lot of that has been based on, you know, feedback and learning, you know, what people enjoy, what people want to hear. And I'm very excited for the future because we've got some exciting thoughts for 2025-26 already coming in the fall. But just wanted to take a second before we got going and again say thank you to those of you listening for allowing me the privilege to be the man on the mic around the Jets. It's truly been a blessing for me, but enough about me. You're not here to talk about me. You're not here to listen to me. Well, maybe a little bit. But anyway, great show for you today. A couple of really fun interviews as we wrap up the school year, like I said. We'll talk with my good friend, Zach Brake. He's the assistant AD for marketing and communications here at Newman University right now, and he's been sharing some of that interim athletics director workload with Billy Murphy and Maureen Rowletter over the last few months as well. So he's got his hands and fingerprints all over Newman Athletics, and we'll talk to him about a little bit of everything from this last school year coming up in a little bit. And then, really fun little segment that I got to do on the mic for our baseball broadcast on Senior Day last week as the baseball team wrapped up their season. During the game, Colby Wilson, senior pitcher for the Jets and future graduate assistant pitching coach for Newman Baseball, joined me in the booth to talk a little bit about himself, his journey, and his teammates. And that was a lot of fun to do, and I hope we'll get to do a little bit more of that in the future, talking with student athletes mid-game, which was something new for me, but totally enjoyed it, and I think you'll really enjoy hearing that a little bit later on as well. But I do have some bittersweet news and some good news as well. So we'll start with the bittersweet news for me, and it also regards to the baseball program, and that is that earlier last week, head baseball coach Drew Mouse announced his resignation from the position here at NU. And he'll depart after 6 seasons as head baseball coach of the Jets, as he came to the program in August of 2019, with the 2020 year being his first season, which of course was not a fun year for a lot of people, a lot of sports with the COVID pandemic threw a lot of wrenches in college athletics, and we're still kind of feeling the ripple effects of that. But in my 2 years here at Newman, Coach Mouse has been incredible to work with, always open and honest about his program, always willing to promote his guys and talk up, you know, the hard work that they've been putting in. And even after, you know, tough weekends, tough outings, he was always very candid, very open about, you know, what they had to improve on, what didn't work, what was, you know, going right or not going right. And it's not easy for any coach to do that. And I'm fortunate here at Newman that we've got some great coaches that are willing to pop on a microphone or a headset and talk about their team through the good, bad, and the ugly. And Coach Mouse was one of those great coaches. And I'm truly, truly thankful for his time, just in the media aspect, not even touching the baseball side of things. But in the announcement of his resignation, Interim Athletics Director Billy Murphy said, "We thank Coach Mouse for his time leading our baseball program. He's done a wonderful job being a mentor to our athletes over the years, and I couldn't agree more. He's a great man, a great mentor, a great coach, a great father, and I'll miss him around here, but wish him the best moving forward." But that means that we'll have some changes, not just with the baseball program, but also our softball head coach in Andrea Gustafson. So two new spring sports coaches coming next school year here at Newman, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the changes coming in athletics at Newman with Zach Brake here a little bit later on in the show. But that's the bittersweet news. There's some pretty exciting good news to get to as well, and that's in regards to the wrestling program. And a new head coach has been announced for the Jets on the wrestling mats, as Mitch Arnold has been named the head coach of the Newman wrestling program as he succeeds Coach Ryan Smith, who announced his retirement earlier this year. But Coach Arnold returns to Newman with 10 years of wrestling coaching experience. He's an alum, and he'll be on his third stint on the coaching staff. He was an assistant coach from 2012 to 2016, and then again from 2023 to 2024. And in between his stints here as an assistant coach at Newman, he also spent years coaching at Andover Central High School and Bishop Carroll High School. And in the announcement of his hiring, Coach Arnold said this, quote, "I'm very excited and honored to be able to return to Newman, especially already having a relationship with the wrestlers, to be able to hit the ground running and to not miss a beat. We're going to be a team that is good at putting points on the board and be able to wrestle through any situation. Going into next season, it's going to be all gas and no breaks," which, if that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will. And really, you know, with great kids on this wrestling team already, you've had kids be national qualifiers like Dylan Sheeler. You've had Jace Fisher, who is an All-American this past year, and they're going to team up with a coach they already know really, really well in Coach Mitch Arnold. And I'm super excited to see how that gets building over the next few months and into next school year as well. So really excited to hear about that hiring announced earlier last week as well. But if you'd like to read the full releases on any of the things I just talked about, you can go to NewmanJets.com or download the Newman Jets app, and those stories are right there for you to dive on into. But that's enough of that. Let's get into our first break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Colby Wilson. You'll hear his interview, which was during the Senior Day baseball game against third-ranked Central Missouri, who was just named a number one seed in the Division II Central Region baseball tournament for this next week. And it was a very fun, very competitive series. The Jets laid it all out there to end their season. But as part of that, we got to hear Colby Wilson give his thoughts after his final start as a Jet. And we'll get to that after a word from some of our great sponsors. I'm Jackson Schneider, and you're listening to the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
It's Colby Wilson, senior for the Jets. Colby, senior day brings out a lot of emotions, I know, but tell me a little bit about what that was like for you before the game today.
I think it was kind of tough. You know, we enjoy the moment. We enjoy being with all the seniors and having all the other guys supporting us. But, you know, it's tough knowing that this is the last one. You're not going to get to play anymore and go out there with your boys every day and grind out. You know, through the tough days, you know, I'm going to miss all of it. I'll never take any second for granted what Newman has given me and what the program has given me.
Jacob Steele leading off the top of the third here for UCM. He flew out to center field his first time up. Colby, you had your final outing as a Jet yesterday, and you gave a really good run at it against a heck of a team. I know these guys are no easy outs, but what was that like for you just to kind of lay it all out there one last time? I know, especially as you came out, it was a lot of hugs and high fives from your teammates, but take me through what you went through with that final start.
I think the preparation was pretty similar, but I think mentally it was a little bit different, just knowing, like, hey, give everything that your body has now. Like, there's nothing to hold back for. So just going out there every single pitch and giving everything I have against, you know, the number three team in the country, it's no easy feat. So, you know, going out there and just giving everything I have, knowing that I'm capable of competing with these guys and giving us a chance to win, and it being the last time is just, I enjoyed every single moment of it, and I would do anything to have another one.
Jacob Steele earns a 5-pitch walk to lead off the third, brings up Davin Johnson, who is 0-for-1, grounding out to the pitcher Lance Elson. And wanted to ask you about some of your teammates, but let's start with Lance. He's another pitcher, another senior guy I know that you've gotten to know pretty well over the last couple of years. What is Lance like off the field? What's he like to be around as a teammate and as a friend?
He's the goofiest kid I've ever met. You know, he brings the energy every single day, no matter what, whether it's 6 a.m. ladders or it's a baseball game or a practice where we just not having the best day. He brings the energy. He's loud. He keeps us going. And obviously, he's a very good pitcher. He's given us meaningful innings for the past 3 years, and I'm so glad that I've been able to be his teammate. He's been one of my best guys to hang around with and be around.
Runner goes down to second. The throw just a tad late. And a little bit low as Steele will swipe second base, and there's a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Now, you know, you've gotten to know a lot of these guys really well, and a lot of you want to get into coaching. You're going to try and do that and get your start here at Newman, so you don't have to go very far, and it makes me happy because I get to see you a little bit more even after your playing days are done. But what do you see from your teammates, and what does college baseball do to prepare you to impact young lives and be a coach like that? As Micah Kobashevsky makes a catch, throws to third.
Got him.
He got him. You called it. Steele is swiped away. A double play from Micah Kobashevsky. What a dime that was from left field. And there are quickly two outs in the inning. But as I was saying, what does college baseball do to prepare you to become a coach? And obviously you learn a lot, but how do you learn to kind of transfer that knowledge to some younger guys?
I think it teaches you accountability and responsibility. You know, as coming in as a freshman, I didn't have much of that, I think. And then by now I have responsibility, knowing what I need to do day by day just to stay healthy and to stay on the field. And then also taking that into coaching, you know, I can use my experiences to help these guys avoid things that happen to me, avoid bad outings, avoid bad at-bats and stuff like that. And just learning that, you know, you may have one bad one, but, you know, the next one can be great. So you can't hang your hat on one bad thing.
Well, Chase Heath quickly grounds it softly to Trent Trammell, who steps on first base by himself, and it'll end the top of the third as Elson faces the minimum after the leadoff walk. Can you stick around for another half inning?
Of course I can.
Well, let's take a quick break. Colby Wilson sticks with us here on the Newman Jets Audio Network when we return. Bottom bottom of the third here in Wichita. New arm on for the Mules as number 46, Chase Taylor, will step in. Right-handed arm as he replaces Jonah Walker, who went two scoreless innings for UCM. This pitching change brought to you by Eck Agency, your local independent insurance agent serving the entire state of Kansas since 1971. To learn more, visit eck.net. 9-1-2 in the Jets order here in the home half as Hunter Brown will step in. Jackson Schneider visiting with Newman senior pitcher Colby Wilson. We got to hear some of your thoughts in the top of the inning as now Brown takes one to the right center gap, but a long run for Isaiah Keller. He'll make the catch for the first out, and it kicks us back around to Eli Wall. But I want to know, where's the offensive ability at for you? I never got to see you in the batter's box, but something tells me you could bring it a little bit.
Yeah, I hit in high school like every pitcher claims to say. But, you know, I wasn't bad. You know, obviously I'm a PO now, so it didn't work out well, but I had a little juice. You know, there's some strikeouts in there for sure, but I did enjoy hitting, but I think pitching was definitely my calling.
Eli Wall shows bunt but pulls it back. It's a called strike around the knees from Chase Taylor. Now, as a pitcher, obviously you have a great understanding of the strategy and the things that you'll do to attack hitters, but does that help you help your teammates in trying to dissect what an opposing pitcher might do on occasion?
Yeah, it definitely does. I'll have Eli, like, he's up to bat right now. He would come ask me and be like, "What are you seeing anything? Do you see him tipping anything? Do you see what maybe how he's trying to attack us? Can that help us at all?" And sometimes I'm able to, sometimes not. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes, but you know, just having an understanding of pitching and knowing how they may attack our guys can help them win at bats or see pitches better and stuff like that. So they'll ask sometimes, they'll ask other guys, and, you know, we can obviously, they help us and we can help them.
Yeah. Well, Eli Wall just hit a chopper over toward third base, and it was booted by Jacob Steele but ruled foul by our third base umpire today, Silas Drayden. Jets dugout was saying, "Hey, we disagree with that." And I know you guys like to make some noise and all that, but you gotta toe that line a little bit, right? You can't get too vocal.
No
but
doubt.
You guys bring such energy in the dugout. Tell me what the crew is like, especially when the team is buzzing. Yesterday it seemed like there's a little extra pep, a little extra noise. But what does that energy bring to your teammates on the field?
Especially when I'm on the field, I feel the energy. You know, like if the dugout's kind of quiet and low, you know, you may not perform as well. But if the dugout's rah-rah and stuff like that, it brings everything. You know, it helps big moments come faster. And also, when we're hitting and stuff like that, it gets into their heads too. You know, it makes them feel a little bit more pressure. It makes it feel like everybody's on top of them and they can't control the game themselves.
Pitch just on the outside edge, calling for strike three, and Eli Wall will be down looking. So two down for Anthony Canavino. First strikeout now for Chase Taylor. Now, here's the fun question. I want to know what Coach Mouse is like, because I get to know him a little bit. And we talk in the pregame interviews, and he helps me kind of get to know the team and the strategy that he sees. But what's Coach Mouse like, you know, just away from it all?
He's like a second father to me. He treats us like his kids. He always tells us how much he loves us and how much he'll do anything for us, and he means that truly. He's always fighting for us on the field, off the field, to have better experiences here at Newman and not only to become better baseball players, but to become better men. I've grown as a baseball player because of him in a lot of ways, but I think the most I've gotten from him is for off-the-field things, like becoming more responsible, becoming just more of a man and stepping into roles that I might not have wanted to do when I was younger. So he's been like a second father to me, and I credit everything to him that I've gotten here at Newman.
Hard-hit grounder over towards first. And Wilcox will step on the bag to retire the Jets in the bottom of the third. Well, Colby, thank you so much for the time, man. I'll let you go have some fun with your teammates. It's been a blast, but thankful we get to keep you around here in Wichita
a
little longer.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Colby Wilson joining us here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. We'll step aside for a quick break and be back with the fourth inning right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Flyball. Show your support for the Navy and Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Flyball. Show your support for the Navy and Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider coming to you live from the office of Assistant Athletics Director Zach Brake here at Newman University to put a bow on 2024-25. Zach, it's been a fun, long year, but we're at the end of the school year. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jackson. I call this year eventful. You know, you asked for one word to sum it all up. I'd say eventful does it for us. And same to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It has been eventful. I would agree with that on many fronts. It has been a sleep-deprived year, and that probably won't slow down over the summer months for me. But, you know, he's a month old now, so I expect nothing less for that. But as it relates to Newman, it has been a very eventful year. Lots of highlights, lots of big accomplishments, some changes around Newman and the athletics department. But you and the rest of the staff with Mo and with Billy have really handled that in stride and continued to push this department forward. But for you, you know, how big was it to have those two people, you know, on your shoulders or I guess walking hand in hand in some cases to handle some of those events and get through this year especially?
Yeah, to sum up what Mo and Billy were for this athletic department for myself this year, that's pretty hard to do in the time frame that we've got. Just two incredibly selfless humans and great role models for anybody that, you know, ever wants to achieve a career within athletics. We need more Billy and Mo's in the world. They do a really good job, and they make sure everyone else is taken care of, especially myself. You know, we all work long hours. You know, some of us, you know, once we get, you know, day 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, we start to wear it on our faces. And they did a really good job of letting me know, hey, smile a little bit, man. We got two more days to go. But also, you know, taking the load off one another, kind of sharing those interim duties, we were able to you know, understand Billy had a season to coach, and they had an awesome season. What a great season for the bowling programs. You know, we're always incredibly excited with their results, and they just always seem to deliver for us. And Mo just, you know, navigating the waters, especially as we're in the transfer portal era, the compliance job is not one to envy. Every day it's something new. So for them to, you know, help others first before they help themselves, knowing what they were up against, really, really shown a great example of, you know, who we have here in Newman. Especially within this athletic department, it's a special place with a special group of people. So, you know, if you want to get to be a part of something, Newman Athletics is the place to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to touch on that the success of the bowling programs that you mentioned. I mean, to push for national titles once again and make, I think,
20-something year in a row of making it to the postseason and being on the men's side, you know, ranked in the top, I think, eight at the end of the season. They're really continuing to flourish, and some great kids on both the men's and women's sides doing some great things to help the program. But you've gotten to see that for several years now, how that program's been built. But to see how they succeeded this year, what did that mean for you and with your relationship with Billy as well, to see him succeed like that?
I think this year has put a totally different perspective on it. I think, you know, when I first got here, everybody told me, you know, Newman Bowling and the postseason are, you know, synonyms. You can interchange them, right? It's the same thing. It's like, you know, Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl right now, right? It's the Royals and playing some ball. It's all they do. You know, this year it took another turn because I got to see Billy as the person, right? I know him as the coach. I know him as the administrator. I know him as the friend. But just all in all, the human side of it, celebrating the achievements and, you know, also being in the moment of that season coming to an end in Vegas, you know, coming up short of their ultimate goal of winning that national title crown. Great, great season. But also for them to have come that far and still be disappointed in the result, it just shows the standard that program has, and that, you know, getting there is an expectation. And now it's that quest to continue to win and build with those kids returning. Obviously, those seniors moving on from the bowling program, we have to say thank you for, you know, the legacy they've carried on and cemented themselves, and how they'll move on into their lives and taking those winning traditions into the real world.
Well, in another sport as well, that winning tradition has kind of been reinstalled. RJ Allen and the men's basketball program had a winning season this year. They were just barely left outside of the postseason, but took some huge steps forward with some milestone wins, and they continue to build. You know, in my 2 years here, it's been two big steps in the right direction. But for you to see the basketball side of success as well, especially in a major sport like that in the MIAA, to see that success has to be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at our conference, the MIAA, and whatever sport you're in, it's the big sport across the Division II landscape, across the national scene, regional scene. You know, it's what sport is the big deal. So to see our basketball team come together this year, the roster that Coach Allen and Coach Gussie constructed, and, you know, watching their development over the year, they were a cohesive unit, and they played basketball for one another, you know. And that's something you learn to see in winning teams, is that they're doing it for one another. There's no, you know, hero ball per se or anything like that. You see the love that they have for one another as they walk through the halls, coming to coach's office, you know, and it's reciprocated from that coaching staff. So as they kind of, you know, work towards, you know, hitting high win totals since the late 20-teens, you know, and they're, you know, building on success year over year, bringing back the guys they will be about next year. There's a lot of optimism within this athletic department, within the basketball program, and those are things we hope to see them continue to build on, and, you know, things we will continue to celebrate, because, you know, we're on that step of, you know, finding our place in the MIAA conference, and I think their results this year showed what level we're looking to continue to take this to and move beyond.
And that could be said as well for the women's basketball program. I mean, Amy Briggs came in and literally started on the ground floor, you know, and has built a program with a lot of young talent and kids that have stayed here. And you mentioned the transfer portal era before, but the vast majority of that core wants to be here, wants to be part of that growth and that success on women's basketball side. But I think a lot of that has to do with the head coach in charge. She's just an electric personality that people love to be around.
Yeah. Coach Briggs has been such an awesome addition to our program. I mean, I think especially with the way she interacts with her student athletes, she was actually able to present on that subject, student athlete and coach relationships, at the Women's Final Four in Tampa this year. And I will shamelessly plug that opportunity for her, as she was, you know, not the first to, you know, jump out when I was able to share that news with everyone, but, you know, she's doing her work. She's day in and day out, beating me to the office, staying after. And I'm kind of like, shoot, how do I get to be like Coach Briggs, you know? And she's setting the example for all our coaches starting out here, and will definitely be one to continue to watch, and seeing the growth of her athletes that now move, you know, through that sophomore to junior to senior year. What level are they about to take on this next year? It's going to be awesome to see where that program goes.
Again, we're visiting with Assistant Athletics Director here at Newman in Zach Brake. And Zach, some news from the athletics department earlier in this week with a new head coach, but a familiar face here at Newman for the wrestling program. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the new leader of the wrestling program now that Ryan Smith has announced his retirement?
Yeah, we're bringing back Mitch Arnold, and I think that's a really awesome thing to be able to say. We've got an alum, we've got a former assistant coach, a guy who's familiar with our current roster that is involved, ingrained in the Wichita wrestling scene, a scene that is now showcasing a lot of talent that will soon be reaching the college ranks and will have, you know, good connections to recruit those rosters and bring those kids to Newman University and maybe get some homegrown success here like we've seen with the likes of a Dylan Sheeler qualifying for Nationals in 2024 and then Jace Fisher, All-American this year in Indianapolis. But, you know, with so much to look forward to, I think we have to always take a step back and appreciate what we have had. Mm-hmm. Coach Ryan Smith, most selfless guy that, you know, an athletic administrator could ask for, somebody who's so giving of their time, of their talent, and of their treasure, right? Those gifts that are God-given to us, and it's up for us to decide with our free will what we do with them. And Ryan Smith continues to give those back to Newman Wrestling, and we will be uber appreciative for that, for the remainder of, you know, his willingness to give that to us.
Absolutely. Well, now, like we mentioned, the school year is coming to a close. It's kind of from the athletic side, I know you and Daphne and Carlos are kind of breathing a sigh of relief on one degree because it's such a sprint from day one to the end of the school year, but kind of always brings some sad emotions too because you see some kids graduate and go off to bigger and better things and kids you built relationships with. But as you look back, you know, at this past year, what was maybe a highlight for you of just your all-encompassing Newman experience in 24-25?
Man, that's gonna be a tough question to answer in one shot. I think I'll always remember from this year how people responded, whether that was to adverse situations, right, or like our men's basketball team missing out on the postseason by a game. They didn't respond to it by shutting down. What were they doing? You know, as soon as their 2-week break was up, guys are back in the gym. They're getting in the weight room. They're ready to work. You know, when we see success, right? We got to travel down to the Oklahoma City area with our men's soccer team as they qualified for the GAC MIAA postseason. Being at that event, albeit I was freezing, I was, you know, through my shoes came the wind and all the way up to my head, I was freezing. But, man, was it so cool to see us, you know, competing on that stage, to be at that level, scoring goals, celebrating, and all the emotion. And directly after that, I think the one thing I took away was talking to Coach Dominguez on the field. And this is, you know, before we had even packed up or anything. And he looks me in the eye and he says to me, "We're coming back." And I said, "Coach, you're going to tell me this. I got to tell everyone. I got to let them know to come with us next time, right?" And, you know, so he's saying that. So I'm ready to go for soccer season. I got to tell you, man, as a baseball guy, as a guy who likes hockey, a guy who likes football, soccer's not up in my top three. But watching that men's soccer team compete, watching Dylan Grunzel's women's soccer team on the field, you know, they're making those connections and watching them out there. I think that is something I'll take away from each and every year, is just, you know, how awesome it is to watch our groups compete. But this year is going to definitely be the response of people in any situation, whether it's, you know, a moment of high achievement, a moment of defeat. Everybody has responded in ways that I have admired and ways that I hope to respond should I face any personally or professionally in my future coming days. You know, I hope that I can respond like those who are employed by Newman Athletics.
Absolutely. Well, you know, for me, I see things through the broadcast lens more often than not, and to see the growth on the field is one thing, but to see the growth of what we can do for those athletes on the field is another. And that's one thing I'm pretty proud of this year, is what we've done with the MIAA network and with the Newman Jets audio network as well, you know, expanding our coverage, getting some road games involved for those fans who can't always, you know, attend on the road or make those trips, or, you know, whether that's expanding into getting some softball games involved this year, which is something I'm looking forward to doing more and more in the future as that program starts to grow even further. But for you, I mean, you see the metrics, you see how that has grown. How exciting is it for you to see that lens of broadcast, that scope that we're able to put these athletes out there and share their
their stories continues to grow and expand.
Yeah. In the era of college athletics we're in, we're on a national stage, albeit Division II wants to, you know, box their postseason up into a very regional box and repeat some conference tournament games. And that's for others to discuss in future times. But, you know, our rosters now, you know, we're recruiting from across the country, California to Texas, Colorado, and we've got our local Kansas talent. So as we're able to showcase, you know, who we bring to Wichita, we're also able to send that back out through our broadcasting. So, you know, the numbers we're getting back, the engagement that we've reached on the audio network, on the MIAA network, and also through the social media lens, as we're telling the story of the successes and, you know, what we do, who we are as an athletic department, it's been really a point of pride for me. And I got to say, I think our biggest win this year, Jackson, and I know it was a little bit of a personal triumph for us, but also big for our athletic department and women's basketball program, was getting them on 38th spot in Kansas City through that conference deal when they hosted Emporia State. And boy, did they give you a game worth watching, huh? Came up short at the end, but that never say die attitude and, you know, hitting those 3-point shots, it's just an electrifying atmosphere to watch. And we got to show the Kansas City area and beyond, you know, what that looks like when you watch our Newman women's basketball program.
Absolutely. That was so cool for me, because being a Kansas City area kid growing up, I watched some games on 38th the spot. I was very familiar with that. I was able to tell my dad, hey, turn on 38th the spot on Saturday, you're gonna see a heck of a game. And you're right, it was down to the very end, coming back from 16 at one point to get down right into the nitty-gritty of the final moments. But really cool moment there, and I'm sure some future opportunities with that coming up in the next school year, which kind of takes me into the next step. And I know there's still a lot of moving pieces with some missing pieces, as well as Joanna Pryor has left our athletics department, and there's a new athletics director that will take over before next year. But for you, someone that will be here, someone that has been here, what's a big goal for you for Newman next year?
I think my biggest goal, you know, for an athletics scope internally is making sure our coaches are set up for success. We demand a lot from our coaches, whether it's recruiting a roster, whether it's, you know, managing their budget, it's booking their travel, it's competing in the games, right? We didn't even talk about anything on field till we got to the fourth bullet point. But what can we do for our coaches in these summer months, right? We talk about how it winds down after that sprint. Well, I'll catch my breath here real quick, and we're going back to the starting blocks, and we're going to go. A track reference, something we don't do, but hey, Newman's running that sprint year-round. So, you know, we're going to be looking at, you know, what are ways we can set our coaches up better in the summertime for the fall. What systems can we get in place for them? And I think the biggest thing that, you know, we'll get to look forward to is meeting those new faces that will join our athletic department, getting them up to speed on what we want to do, how we do things, and also learning a little bit from them about how they've done things in other places. So I think getting those coaches set up, meeting some new people, and getting ready to go when we roll around in August. Obviously, we'll kick things off with the Jet Open, so I got to plug that here. So if you weren't expecting it, here it is. Monday, August 4th, your first Monday in August, we'll be hitting Rolling Hills Country Club, 7:30, 12:30 tee times. You can email me or Billy Murphy, and we'll get you set up with the tee time.
Absolutely, and that was a blast last year. It was a little warm, but that's Kansas in August, right? But hey, two tee times for a reason as well, to help you cool off, and there's always some ice cold refreshments, if memory serves me as well, so lots of good reason to get out to the golf course, not just to celebrate and to help to build Newman Athletics as well. So looking forward to the Jet Open, my second one, and I'm sure it'll be even more exciting this year. But Zach, as we wrap up a school year, a season of the JetCast, any parting words for our Jets fans out there?
Hey, in the wise words of Victor Dominguez, we'll be back.
Absolutely. That's Zach Brake. He's the Assistant Athletics Director here at Newman University. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll be back to close out the JetCast for 2024-25 right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com, or find great specials on Facebook.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Back for the final segment of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Episode 144 of our show and our final show of 2024-25. The next time you hear from me, it will be fall 2025. We'll be off and running and ready to get things going for another exciting year of Newman Athletics. That means the next time we turn on this mic, we're going to be talking soccer. We're going to be talking volleyball. We're going to be talking to a new athletics director. Lots of exciting stuff coming down the pipe, and I'm very excited to bring that to you. I wanted to, again, take a second to say thank you, but in a little different light. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and I hope you took time and said thank you to Mom, or I love you to Mom, and if you're lucky enough to be able to do that, to talk to your mom, you know, to acknowledge them, say thank you for all the things that those mothers do for you. And if you're not, you know, we're thinking of you. I know not everybody has their parents still with them, but again, it's a fun holiday. It can be a tough holiday, but we're thinking of you too if you're not able to communicate or be around your parents anymore. But I wanted to say that, to say this. And, you know, in sports media and athletics, you come across a lot of amazing people. And I get to communicate with a lot of parents that give feedback about, you know, broadcasts, or that they were tuned in to a game and that they watch from afar, or when they come and visit, they talk to me and say things like, oh, I really appreciate you doing that, and we enjoy listening. And you know, that means a lot to me, but it always makes me think about the influences that those great people have on the student athletes that I get to cover. You know, and behind every stellar athlete in any sport, between, you know, the hard practices and the days of training and the growing up, there's always one steady force behind all of that effort, one person that leads the charge in building their confidence and encouraging them to never give up when things get hard. And the same can be said for me. You know, that was my mom. I know a lot of athletes that wouldn't be who they are, a lot of people who wouldn't be who they are without their moms. So I wanted to give a big shout out to all the great moms out there, not just in our Newman Jets family, but all around the country, all around the world, because there's some great moms that certainly deserve their flowers and their love on Mother's Day. So if you forgot to call, it's not too late. Give your mom a call, tell them you love them, and say happy Mother's Day. And I'm sending my love to all the moms in the NU family today as well. But that is just about going to wrap things up for us in 2024-25 here in Wichita. And again, very much looking forward to bringing you this show again next year, and maybe with some fun tweaks and some additions that we've been working to build upon. And you'll see that. You'll hear about that when it comes. But just know we're working to continue making this thing great and building up our coverage of Newman Jets athletics. But again, for our show today, thank you to Colby Wilson for taking the time to speak with us mid-game last week. And then Zach Brake for always letting me hang out in his office and annoy him with my questions. And you know, he knows so much about Newman. Why not pick his brain from time to time, especially in the final episode of the year? Really appreciate his time as well. But again, thank you to you, our listeners, for making this show what it is. We wouldn't have a show if we didn't have great listeners. And I always enjoy bringing you this content every single time. So look forward to this fall and the great things ahead. But for the final time this year, I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.